This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Never give up, fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss, fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Happy, 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 happy Thursday. Come on in. Make it a happy day, because yesterday that's what we talked about, being a happy day. No matter what life throws at you, we just kind of go and do a checkup from the neck up and put our feet forward, and we just keep doing whatever we think is right. And I'm not even going to say we know what is right today. Sometimes we have to experiment a little bit to get there, don't we? But that's life. Just keep on marching. Today, we'll take a little time and chat about why today, Thursday, is the beginning of your week. A lot of people miss this when I talk about my perfect week planner, and I want to make sure you get this. There's a very solid reason for it, and it's one that I didn't even study with anybody. I actually sat down and figured it out myself years and years ago and said, there's got to be a way to make this better, and this is what I came up with, and I've been doing it ever since. A lot of other folks are doing it too now. It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day, and happy to have you here today. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. What a cool week. Springtime is here. It's starting to get really pretty around the country. It's in Florida, when it starts to get really nice for you up north, we know the end is near. And summertime will arrive, and everybody else will leave Florida for the summertime. It's coming, but it's a beautiful day right now, isn't it? I did want to give you a heads up on something. You know, about a month ago, we launched Face Your Passion, my foundation builder coaching program. And did the workshop. It was great. A lot of people have seen that. We have a good number of people who joined the group, but I didn't push it really hard. And the reason I didn't was because if you've ever been looking for a place where you had the time, a couple of months to work on yourself, to dig deep, to understand who you really are, to get unconfused, to find clarity, I built the program to do that. I didn't do it as a quick fix. And that means a lot of people aren't going to want to be part of the program, because I can't fix you in a weekend. I just know this. It takes some time to work through the process with an actual coaching program. If that's something that you've thought about doing, and even building a business, we're working on that as well, pay attention here. In the next week or so, I'm going to open up again for probably 10 people, and just a small group of people. We're going to allow to come in the group. We're just really, really metering this, I guess is the word to say, because the results have been pretty amazing. So listen really closely. If you want to make sure you're on my list to get notified of that, just go to faceyourpassion.com, register for the replay there. You don't have to watch it. Just register for it, and then we'll send you an email when we launch the group again, okay? Easy enough. So I have a saying. And the saying is, next year begins this year. Next year begins this year. Wait a second, Scott, it's only April. I know. I have another saying. Next month begins this month. Okay, good. Okay, so we're middle of April. So let's see. So we're already starting in May. Uh-huh. I have another saying. Next week begins this week. And I will suggest that the next week begins this week is the most important part of what we're going to talk about today, and the most important part of your life, because, you know, next year is next year, next month is next month, but this week is like now. It's like in your face. You can't live this week without thinking about next week, can you? And you might be thinking about last week. So if you want to stay on track and you want to accomplish your goals, enjoy your life more, and get kind of a rhythm to your life, in other words, take the stress away from it, and there are just a lot of ways to do that. And yes, it's a process. I talked about Face Your Passion being the process. It's a big deal to let all the craziness of life to just spin, and for you to stay on track and get what you want and forget all the spin. And spin is all the world's about right now. Everybody's an expert marketer. Everybody is trying to get your attention. Everybody's trying to persuade you. It is everywhere. It's in your pocket. It's in your phone. Everywhere you go, somebody's trying to persuade you to something because they saw somebody else do it. So I'll just say it this way and get them to do what I want them to do. It's crazy what's happening out there. It is more important that you do what you do, that you think, hey, what would Scott do, right? What would you do? And stay on track to accomplish your goals and focus in that area. You'll do more good than you ever could imagine possible when you do that. You can take care of more people when you take care of yourself first. But to do so, you must control your calendar and your working time. I don't believe in work-life balance. I don't think there's such a thing as work-life balance. I think as long as you try to do a work-life balance, you're faking it and you're never going to make it. You can't balance work and life. It just all goes together. So that's why I believe in merging the two together and then controlling the time myself. It doesn't matter what I'm working on, when I'm working, as long as I have control over what I'm doing. I know you're maybe a corporate person. You're like, Scott, come on, man. You don't know my boss. I need some work-life balance. I do, but I know you have a choice to do whatever you want to do. You can make a change. That is a human imposing something on you that doesn't necessarily fit who you are. I don't believe in it. But how do we take control of our calendar? How do we actually begin to do the things we want to do? Let me first start. There's only three steps here, so it's fairly easy. But let me start by saying this. I know that when you look at your calendar, and I say take control of it, that is as much as you humanly possibly can. In this life, you have no control over anything. It is all an illusion. When you saw the eclipse come this week and you saw how big that was and how small we were, there is no control over anything. You are just going along for the ride, and luckily it's working out okay. So when we think about this, we want to control it as much as possible because we don't want other people to nip and pull at what we have. So here's how we do it. First off, make a note, if you haven't done this, to go get my Perfect Week Planner at perfectweekplanner.com. It is so simple. A lot of people get it, and they'll sit on it for 7 or 8 months and then send me a note saying, yeah, I kind of saw it sitting on a file there. I was cleaning out my junk mail. Thank you. But I decided to use it. Damn, this thing works. Mm-hmm, it does. Life is going to come fast at you. So this week begins next week. So today's Thursday. This is my planning day. On a Thursday, I take at least a couple of minutes, not very long, because I do it every week. And the more you know what your calendar is going to be and the more you control your calendar and don't let other people do it for you, the sooner and the quicker you can get your schedule done. By the way, nobody gets on my calendar. Nobody gets to schedule something automatically on my calendar. There's no automatic links to do that. If there are, it's really tightly controlled. Nobody gets to jump on and tell me what to do and when to do it. You shouldn't do that either. Life comes at you fast, so I want you to schedule any significant can't-miss life activities at least a year in advance. I always want to say that. We talk about that constantly, but certainly for next week. Put it on the calendar and block it out so you can always go and make sure you do it and you can change your mind. This week, like my grandson's baseball games are on my calendar. I don't go to probably about 25% of them, but they're on my calendar in advance. As soon as he's scheduled to play, I'm there. And you know what? If I have the time, I go. And I hit about a quarter of them, and it's awfully fun. My choice. Nobody gets to tell me to work during my grandson's baseball games. I may work. Who knows? But I'm going to go. You can always change your mind. So number one, schedule anything significant that's going to happen next week now. Number two, for next week, I want you to hold your space. Now, this is a concept that people don't understand. I don't like anything on my calendar. I like a blank calendar. I like it just a lot of white space. I don't like to fill every single 15-minute block. I like to know what I'm going to be doing, so I hold space. So like on a Monday, I hold my entire Monday for creative projects, for moving my Face Your Passion project forward. Frankly, anything I want to do. Anything except doing business of business. It's actually doing the working on my business time. It could be working on my life. I decide in advance what I'm going to do during certain times of the day. In the morning, from about 6:30 in the morning till about 10:30 in the morning, I sit down, I work on what's most important to me. I try to get about 4 hours in, and then I go work out at the gym, and I'm kind of done with my day. I schedule that in advance, days, weeks, months in advance. Then all I have to do is decide what I want to do during that time. When will I see clients? When will I have fun? It doesn't matter. I've got it pre-scheduled. So the first thing is, anything significant that you can't miss, that you got to do, put it next week. Decide to put it down so you have it. Number two, decide to hold your space. This is decidedly difficult to do because the minute you have about 4 hours of open time when you can decide what to do, you start goofing off or people start calling you. So you got to control that. Number three, conclude each week by securing your schedule for the next, like we're doing right now. Consistency is key. So let's dive just a tad bit deeper here as we get into this a little bit. Now, here's why you want to do this. Listen very closely to me. When you take a few minutes on a Thursday and you use my Perfect Week Planner, and you look at next week and you hold space for what you're going to be doing next week, it's Thursday. So from that very second you've done it, you are free for the weekend. You have no worry. You know what's going to happen Monday morning. There's no Sunday morning or Sunday evening freaking out. There's nobody getting on your schedule Monday morning. Hey, let's get together this week and go. No, you just say no. You've got your week scheduled. By the way, I will say this, and a lot of people don't get this. Nobody gets on my calendar if it's after Thursday. They're going to wait a week to do it. But Scott, there are people who need to get on my calendar next week. I need to talk to them, and I just blocked them all out. No, you didn't block them out. You held space just in case somebody needs to talk to you and you need to talk to them. You held space to do that. Instead of trying to squeeze them in, you got 4 or 5 hours to work them in and really have a conversation. So you got to get this concept. You've got to, on a Thursday, look into next week. You've got to decide when you do the things you do, and that's all you do. And if only you could say mornings and afternoons and evenings, if you just broke it down three ways and then took the weekends off, if that's all you did, and then you started plugging everything in to those available blocks, you'll be surprised how happy you get. Because if anything, even if you don't get it all done or talk to everybody you were supposed to and do the things you thought you were supposed to be doing, you took control of the one thing that was most important to you. Your most valuable resource, your time. Next week begins this week. Expand that out. Next month, next year, same thing. When you take control of your time and you just don't worry about anybody else, you decide when you're going to do things and let everybody else fall in line, suddenly your life goes the way you want it to go. And I don't care what you do. I don't care how tough your job is or how much people are bothering you in your calendar. You can take control of this when you decide to do it. It may take a little bit of time to get everybody accustomed to how you think. You can do it. I cannot tell you how many people are on shared corporate calendars. It took about 2 months of retraining, and we got them off sharing their calendars. Suddenly, people actually sent an email saying, hey, can you get together? Boom, old school. It works. 100% control. Don't fall for the automation stuff. Take control right now. See you tomorrow on the Daily Boost.
Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What? Keep moving.